On today's show, Volkswagen picks a fight with a supplier and gets punched in the face. Hyundai teams up with Amazon to get car shoppers to take test drives. And an FCA exec shows us the fine points of street racing. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for August 22nd of 2016. You know, you really have to question the strategy and motives of Volkswagen's top executives. The company is reeling from its diesel emissions scandal, which has the potential to financially cripple the company. And now it goes out and picks a fight with a critical supplier. As a result, VW is closing 6 factories in Europe and laying off more than 27,000 workers because it can't get parts to make cars. Bloomberg reports that a German supplier called the Prevent Group stopped shipping parts to Volkswagen because it's angry that VW canceled future contracts and refused to pay compensation for the work it already did to prepare for those contracts. It accuses VW of squeezing suppliers to help pay for its emissions scandal. The Prevent Group has 2 subsidiaries, one of which makes interior components and seat structures. The other makes castings and machining components. It wants about $66 million in compensation. And right now, VW will be losing about 100 million euros a week due to the shutdown. Here's our Autoline insight. Volkswagen has some of the worst supplier relations in the automotive industry. It ranks dead last in the annual Planning Perspective survey. It's extremely unusual for a supplier to refuse to ship parts, and these sorts of things don't happen to automakers that have good relations with their suppliers. As part of this past weekend's Woodward Dream Cruise, a section of the avenue was closed down for drag racing. This was an homage to its past, when Woodward was the mecca of illegal street racing in Detroit. But this time around, it was on the up and up. The event, called Roadkill Nights, was sponsored by Dodge, and it was a huge success. About 350 cars paired up to race on the 8-mile drag strip, and about 30,000 enthusiasts showed up to watch it all. Mike Moran of Taylor, Michigan, won the top prize of $10,000 with his 1969 Dodge Charger, powered by a 5.6-liter twin-turbo Hemi V8. If you want to learn more about Roadkill Nights, check out our coverage of the event. And especially make sure to watch the interview with Tim Kaniskis, the head of passenger cars at FCA. You won't want to miss the sick burnout he did in a Challenger Hellcat. We like showing you the latest tricks of the trade and the newest technology when it comes to improving productivity on the manufacturing floor. And we've got another item to show you right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Mazda's senior VP of U.S. operations, Robert Davis, recently told us that the manufacturer could produce 100,000 more vehicles over 3 years' time if it was able to improve every factory worker by a tenth of a second. That's one of the reasons why you see automakers experimenting with Google Glass and the Apple Watch in their factories. But Skoda is taking a little bit simpler of an approach. It's using what's called the Pro Glove. It's actually just a glove with a scanner mounted on top of it. But it's able to show if a worker is using the right part and if the proper production steps are being followed. Little tricks like this can shave seconds off the time needed in each workstation, and over the course of a year, that can add up to real productivity gains. There are all kinds of services available to Amazon Prime members, like even ordering groceries. And now you can add car test drives to that list. Over the next 2 weekends, Amazon Prime members in the L.A. Orange County area can book a 2017 Hyundai Elantra test drive at the location of their choice. House? Work? Coffee shop? It doesn't matter. A subject matter expert brings the car to your location for an up-to-hour-long test drive, and then they direct you to the nearest Hyundai dealer if you like the car. No doubt you were a hardcore enthusiast when you were 18 years old, but coming up next, we're going to show you an 18-year-old who probably has us all beat.
for the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
Logan Lawson is one of the luckiest 18-year-olds around. He was able to track down and buy the first Camaro ever built. But at first, there was no way to prove it was truly number one. So he did a lot of research to learn more about it. And Logan joined us on last week's Autoline After Hours, and here's some of the things he was able to uncover.
We had to just kind of start digging in, and we did 2 years of tracking down all 50 years of the car, and with that we uncovered the pilot program, which was the pilot prototype program that Norwood did in secrecy when they were still trying to figure out what they even were going to call the Camaro.
Now, so Norwood, of course, is the name of the assembly plant that,
Norwood, Ohio, built
the first plant to build Camaros. There were other plants later that
Van Nuys followed right after.
Van Nuys, California, right. So you're saying they were building cars?
They were. So 49 were built in secrecy in the back of Norwood in an old World War II storage hangar. Like, it's just like storage building. And they revamped the building, and they brought in guys, and they started on the 49 builds that they would reassemble, build, unassemble, reassemble. The whole purpose of the program was to learn the process so that they could teach the assembly line. And so, I mean, starting with number one, inline six, three on a tree, no options. Everyone asks, why an inline six? It's a Camaro, and you should have a V8 in it. No, inline six because it's the most basic configuration you could have. You know, start with something easy, and then throughout the 49 that they built, they started ramping up the options, started getting into 327s, 350s, all the options, you know, dual exhaust, air conditioning, everything. And so,
you know, there's a lot of great info about the history of that car in the show, so check it out on our website, autoline.tv, or look for it on our YouTube channel. But that brings us to the end of today's show. Thank you for watching. Please join us again here tomorrow.